All right, on this Friday morning, when times are tough, and times have been tough for a lot of people, you start to look at where you can get money. How can you dip into your savings? What kind of savings do you have to dip into? And for a lot of people, they start looking at the 401k, and most financial advisors will tell you, last resort, do not break into your 401k account if you're not 59 and a half yet, because the penalties are overwhelming. However, because of coronavirus, there is a provision in the CARES Act that might make it a little bit easier to do that. Joining us right now is Clark Hill, attorney, and he specializes in this kind of stuff, pension plans and workplace benefits, Ed Hammond. Ed, good morning.
Morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you joining us. Tell us what the CARES Act is doing regarding regarding these plans.
Certainly, and thanks for having me. Well, as you know, the pandemic has impacted businesses and individuals across the board. The CARES Act was passed in March and had a number of provisions. In particular, it had provisions that could help individuals reach their retirement funds if they needed them. And do so without causing excise taxes if they're under 59 and a half. It also, the CARES Act, as far as individuals are concerned, allowed them to take larger loans from their 401k plans. The loan limits were expanded, and loan repayments could be suspended for this year, assuming in all instances that your employer has taken steps to implement these provisions in your 401k plan.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the parameters here? What are some of the things that people need to adhere to be able to take advantage of this?
Well, I think most importantly, you have to be a qualified individual. The IRS, the CARES Act gave the IRS authority to kind of clarify that and expand on it, and they recently did. And a qualified individual is someone who is diagnosed or whose spouse or their dependent is diagnosed with COVID-19 by an approved test. Perhaps more importantly, if they aren't so diagnosed, a qualified individual is also someone who experiences adverse financial consequences because they or their spouse or a member of their household who's living in the house has been quarantined or been furloughed or laid off. If they're unable to work due to a lack of childcare because of COVID-19, if they're closing or reducing hours due to COVID-19 of a business that they own or operate, if their self-employment income or their pay has been reduced due to COVID-19, or if they've had a job offer rescinded or a start date for a job delayed due to COVID-19, any of those folks are qualified individuals, and you have to be a qualified individual to take advantage of the provisions, assuming, again, the employer has those in the plan. And once they do qualify as a qualified individual, and if the employer has taken steps to implement these provisions, the one thing they could do is take up to $100,000 out of their plan if they're under 59 and a half, and not pay excise taxes. They have to pay income taxes on them, but they can get access to those funds. Or, like I said, if they could take a loan, they can get a larger loan. Or if they have a loan outstanding, they can push those payments out.
This is interesting. I mean, we keep hearing these are unprecedented times, and they are unprecedented times. This is unprecedented. I don't remember ever seeing the IRS do anything quite like this.
Well, I think it is unprecedented, and I think you hit the nail on the head on the front end. Really, I think advisors would tell folks, you know, try not to dip into your 401k plan or your 403b plan. Those are growing tax-free. And while there are provisions in the CARES Act to, once you take a distribution of up to $100,000, you can put the money back in, it may not be easy to do that. So it's important for folks to know that this resource might be available to them, but to really look at their situation and see whether there are other means to address the COVID pandemic financial crisis they might be suffering. And if not, then see if they can take advantage of these provisions.
Yeah, a lot of these things that are offered as relief packages or relief plans, they may provide temporary relief, but it's there's not a lot of free money out there, is there?
No, there's not a lot of free money. I do think it is worth noting that, you know, the IRS has expanded these terms and is trying to find ways to reduce the impact of this, because everyone's been affected in one way or another through their business or their employer or work hours being cut back, things like that.
This certainly is something that financial advisors are going to need to know about inside and out, because I'm sure that there are a lot of clients meeting with their financial planners, you know, right now, saying, "Look, we're out of work, or our business was shut down. We're suffering, and we need some help here."
Yes, I think you're right, and I think I'm hopeful the financial advisors are aware of the CARES Act. I'm also hopeful that employers are taking steps to make sure these provisions are available. And I should say, just to expand a little bit, where you have an IRA, a traditional IRA, the rules apply to that too. So someone may have, you know, been working at XYZ company for 10 years. They might have left, taken that money and put it in an IRA. They, if they're under 59 and a half, can access that money under the CARES Act too.
Okay. Good to know. Good information, Ed. Hey, I appreciate you joining us this morning and sharing this with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and have a great day.